In Bosnia, the vote count in the country's first post-war election is going slowly. Only a small sampling of results has been announced by the international group supervising the elections. The man who coordinated the vote issued a report today saying the election went smoothly, but his report also severely criticized the climate of the campaign and recommended changes before the election's validity is certified. From Sarajevo, NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Election monitoring coordinator Edward Van Tine said the Bosnian elections were not normal, but rather a mixture of elections and a conflict resolution instrument. His preliminary statement, drafted on the basis of reports from nearly 1,000 international observers spread throughout the country, said the vote was technically well prepared and was carried out successfully under difficult circumstances. Van Tine said it was a relief to everyone concerned that only small incidents took place.
Peace was held during election day, and that is a democratic gain not to be underestimated. But the feeling of relief is colored and complemented by disappointment on the limited number of IEBL crossings.
The IEBL is the inter-entity boundary line between the Muslim Croat Federation and the Bosnian Serb entity. An estimated 150,000 voters, mainly Muslims and Croats, could have crossed that boundary to go cast ballots in places from where they were expelled during the war by the Bosnian Serbs. A UN spokesman announced today that only 13,500 did so. Van Tine said that the main reasons for such a low number were fear and that the postponement of municipal elections had removed the incentive to go home to vote. The strongest criticism in the statement of the monitoring coordinator, known as the CIM, concerned the pre-election campaign. Van Tine said, in some areas of Bosnia, there were cases of employment-related intimidation of voters and organized violence against opposition candidates and political parties. But his most scathing remarks were directed at the ruling hardline Bosnian Serb party, known as the SDS, whose systematic calls for secession, he said, were against the spirit of the Dayton Peace Accords.
Even in the context of a conflict resolution election, the CIM notes his concern that significant elements of the climate of the pre-election period may point towards disintegration and an unsatisfactory resolution of the conflict.
Van Tine said he would recommend that the SDS be required to formally uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Bosnia before elections be certified, and that the OSCE should not accept verbal promises.
They should ask for a written statement in which a change of the constitution and a change of the party program is announced in order to work in the framework of the Dayton Agreement.
The CIM's report appeared to give the elections a passing grade. Van Tine said they are at best a first step out of the period of deep and violent conflict towards the process of establishing freedom and democracy in Bosnia. But one of his recommendations could prove problematic. Van Tine said municipal elections should not be held until a complete revision of voter registration measures is undertaken. He said this is necessary to prevent the Bosnian Serbs from taking advantage of a loophole in OSCE regulations to pack registration lists in the Bosnian Serb entity with the names of tens of thousands of refugees. This is Silvia Poggioli in Sarajevo.